We are learning Masechta Shkalim Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, and we are still on Amud Aleph, around 7-8 lines from the bottom by the two dots. It said in our Mishnah that the Tana Kama said that Shkalim and Bekurim, even though it's not Noyig Bezman Hazeh, if someone goes ahead and is Makdish the Shkalim or Bekurim, it works. Rav Shimon says no. Bekurim, he says, is not Kodesh. It just says, that's all, yeah, I didn't talk about Shkalim. It just says Bekurim are not Kodesh. So Gemara makes a diik. Dr. Gemara, hi Shkalim, ha Shkalim, kachu. Shemashma, the Nahar Mishnah, according to Rav Shimon, Shkalim will work. And the pshat is, because Bishlam Melech Bekurim, there's a cost of Tavi Beis Hashem. So you don't have Beis Hashem, it doesn't work. But Shkalim, which is just a practical thing, there is no Beis HaMikdash, they will work. That's pshat in Rav Shimon of Aram Mishnah. But the Gemara brings out another Ma'ad Yama. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishim Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Yehuda says, Mishim Rav Shimon, Bein Eilu loy kachu. They're both not kachu. Not Shkalim or Bekurim. Zot the Gemara right, Tanya, the right, Tani. Ger bizman hazeh, the halacha is when a ger becomes a ger, so we learn from a pasuk that they bring a carbon, they bring two birds for a carbon, a oila and a chatos, and that's how they become initiated as a yid. So bizman hazeh, Yoram Beis Mikdosh, has a ger become a ger, he does the mila and tvila, but what does he do with the carbon? So it's not ma'akim, he doesn't have the carbon, but what he does is ger bizman hazeh, tzarech lahavi kinei revias kesef. He brings the money, the minimum amount that it costs to buy a can, a pair of birds, to revi his kesef, to bring the money and put it aside. That's the halach in the braisa. Om Rav Shimon, bitlo Rabbi Yechon of Zaka. Rabbi Yechon of Zaka was a vatal this minig of setting aside money for the kinim. Why? Because something might happen, because of the tripping, that's the literal word, it means that something, you might use the money by mistake, and it's really hektish money. Mao pnei atakala, where do you find such an idea that it's such a problem pnei atakala? Kadol de Tanya, you can't make hektish, you don't make erichin, which means you say erich plenty of life. It's also a type of hektish. You don't do machrimim either, and you take out the next two words, next few, four words. You don't do this. Why? Because we don't have Beis Mikdash anymore. And what happens, Dr. Bryson, hektish or herich hechrim, if you did this hektish or erichin or haramim, the loch is hakasus tisarif, the kasus you burn. Because you don't want to have a takala. It's a little shver, listen to Sarah. The Gemara, all the place says, Haksos yirkavu, let it spoil. Haksos, let it burn. Haba'ima to oker, and the behemoth, you let it die. Ketza, noel b'fenah ha'delas. You lock it in a room. V'hi meisim aleh, dies by itself. Ha'moya, it's the money, yelchim ha'melech, you throw it to the ha'melech. Like upon him, what do you see? Pnei ha'takala, you don't keep hekish money around. Even though the Mishnah might be built any day, Mashiach might come, but you don't want to keep it around because the person might use it the wrong way. And the same thing by Ger, we say, don't put aside the money. So the Shaila is like this. By hekdish and harachim and haram, and we see, if you did it, it works. But what do? You throw it in the Yom HaMelech. What's the halacha by a Ger if he's avar v'hekdish? Is it chal or not? So the Gemara says, it's mashma that it's chal. It's mashma, it's chal. Just, he's mevatel, you shouldn't do it. But if you did it, it will be chal. That's mashma, the word batla, that it is chal. Rav Yehuda Antudarya, which is Yehuda from this place called Antudarya, boyikumi Rav Yesi. He asks Rav Yesi a shayla. Hocha, by a can of a ger, you say, im avav hikdish, that it's chal. Hocha atav kachu. V'hocha atav aloi kachu. And it comes to the din of shkalim, according to one man the other at least, it's not kaddish. What's the difference? They're both bnei hatakala. Why there you're kaddish by ger, and here you're not kaddish? So emphat the Gemara, we're going to have to go again with the goyis hagro, which knocks out a lot of the amid. Amalei tamon ein mekaddish. There, it's not going to be Kaddish and leave it to the Beis Mikdash built. Why? Maybe the Beis Mikdash will be built. Maybe it'll be the same idea. You can skip the parentheses also. If you want to skip the parentheses also. And maybe what's going to happen is that the Beis Mikdash will be built and then you'll build it again, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And they're going to take the Trumas Halishka Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the Shkalim that you brought last year will not be used at all. will not be used at all because the retirement truma hasalishka minachadasha bezmana bechanisa. So therefore, we don't want it. There's no purpose in being kaddish because maybe it's not going to be used. Masha inkin the kan the money set aside for the kan of a ger. What? What? Yeah, truma yishana already. That's not for the. That's not what your kavana was. Your kavana, what you're doing is you're trying to have kabanas, trying to have kapara. You don't want to be for the shor alishka. Now shor alishka is like for other things that you're using. You're trying to do it for the. You're trying to make it for the kabanas. Mashenkin a kan, which is for the ger, that's the oil and var that never gets old, never gets stale. That money that you put aside for the kanim, and therefore there it could be chal. Here it's better because here v'ha'chem ayis lacha. What's the problem here? The kan is good forever. So that's what the maratayin is, the chil between shkolim and kan, because kan it doesn't get stale, and shkolim there might be a truma chadasha. So after Gemara, Rav Nun Rav Bahava Vashem Rav Halacha Kirav Shimon. We pass like Rav Shimon. So the Tiklin Chatan learns, what does it mean, the Halacha Kirav Shimon? He says, Halacha Kirav Shimon, the Masnisim, like our Mishnah, the Vakurim Loi Kachu, Vishikolim is Kaddish. But Shkolim is Kaddish, Vachin Kinish Ager Kachu. He takes a Paskin, the Shkolim is Chal Kedusha and Kan Chal Kedusha. That's how, if you take the Chatan, we Paskin. Others learn, Halacha Kirav Shimon means Halacha Kirav Shimon B'Shem Rav Shimon Rav Yehuda, B'Shem Rav Yehuda B'Shem Rav Shimon, which means that Shkolim also not Chal, but this is the way Tiklin Chatan learns. Hardan Halach Perak Kol Arayikim Eslikil Lo Masech the Shkolim Mazel Tov for those that finished it. Mitzvah Shem, so someone could be Chaza, that'd be unbelievable. And Mitzvah Shem, go on to the next Zach of Zach Zuma.